We are remodeling our basement right now, and in today's episode, I'm going to share with you how I saved $250 in 5 minutes at Home Depot.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
I just said it in the intro, but if you're not aware, we are in the middle of remodeling our basement. Or
when you
modeling,
say remodeling,
finishing.
Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing there to redo. It's just,
I guess we're just modeling.
We're finishing it.
Yes.
When we moved in, when we built our home, we did a partial finish on the basement, which meant that we got all of the drywall up and taped.
And the electrical around the
and
outside.
And the electrical done outside, which was. We didn't know we were going to be running a business from our home at that point in time. We just thought we'll do a little bit just to get ahead without kind of going all in and incurring a ginormous extra expense at the time. And it allowed us to have our studio in the basement, our Wallet Win studio, a carpet remnant from my parents' house, some furniture, and just enough to have movie nights and things like that. But
there's no ceiling.
No ceiling. It's kind of cold and drafty. Our office, where we do a lot of our Wallet Win work, is in our bedroom because that's just where our desk is. And we would like to create that soundproof studio in the basement, get carpet down there, have a ceiling, kind of upgrade that movie night experience because our family has found that one of the things we love to do together is a weekly family movie night. It doesn't always happen every single week, but if it can happen, we all are happy about it. And it was just, the timing is right. We want to begin moving on this. And so it's time to frame
so
in
we're
that
doing
bathroom
it. We're
and
picking
bedroom
out the stuff. Yeah, we're doing
get
a bathroom,
a, ceiling,
a bedroom,
get some floors,
and then like the hangout room.
Yeah.
So one of those big pieces of it is the bathroom to change those pipes sticking out of the floor into a shower and a toilet and a sink.
Yep.
And so part of doing that is going to the store and buying a toilet and a sink and a shower and all those pieces that you're going to put in there.
And because we're Wallet Win, and we we are. We practice what we preach. Before we even went into this project, weeks ago, we sat down and detailed out the exact cost that we estimated each piece of the puzzle to be.
We made a budget, y'all.
We made a budget. Even down to like, when we buy a sectional, how much is that? When we get cabinetry for like the little bar that we're going to have with a mini fridge. How much is that? We did it all. Nothing was left off the budget. And we padded things a little bit higher.
Sure. You don't know.
Hoping that we would come in under on quite a bit. And inevitably, we're going to go over on some of the things. Since we started the project, the cost of lumber's gone up, for example.
Cool.
So we're looking actively for ways to save money on some of those smaller things.
Yeah.
Shower being one of these examples.
Yep, so we're looking at, and this is just the shower. That's the first thing. And just the way the basement's set up and the size of the room and all these things.
It's kind of
where
a wonky,
stuff has to go.
A
it's a little
bathroom.
Weird. So we had to make sure we found the right shower so the door wouldn't run into the toilet and all these other things.
Yeah,
but
it was
finally
a little frustrating.
Found one.
Yeah.
And it's great. And we were looking around online. We saw HomeDepot.com. Was selling, and again, just like most things, if you buy more, you save more money. So, right, you can you get the little I don't know what you call it, the floor of the
shower,
the basin, the pan, the part you stand on.
Yeah.
There's that piece. There's the walls that go around
three
it.
Three different walls.
Three piece wall, and then there's a door to the shower.
Now they sell this.
You can get all those individually,
all together,
because
or individually.
You can. Yeah, they it comes differently because there's different configurations and things you can do. It comes in different colors. So
different
they come
sizes
in different boxes.
Of the shower pan.
Yeah, all that stuff. So you can get it all individually because you maybe you want a shower curtain. You don't need the door. So anyway, you buy it all individually. But sometimes they put it all together in a kit.
Bundle.
Which is really, we're just going to load three boxes into your car instead of one. Mm-hmm. Or we're gonna load 3 boxes into your car instead of 3 boxes into your car, and you're gonna save money for it. So we're like, oh, this is perfect because this is the one we want. It's in this kit, and it's like $250 cheaper than if you just buy all the pieces separately.
Right.
But however, it was sold out.
Sold out.
Unavailable, and none in the stores. Mm-hmm. But I was looking around. And I looked, you know, you can see what's in stock at your local store. They had the shower pan, the floor. They had the walls. And they had the door. They had all the pieces that they would be putting in. They had the 3 boxes that they'd be putting in the car instead of the 3 boxes they'd be putting in the car.
Right.
So I thought, I mean, we thought, well, this is like one of the only showers that's going to fit in our bathroom.
We need this
one. So we need to buy it. Mm-hmm. No matter what. Might need to adjust that budget. But I thought, I mean, it's all in the pieces. It is the kit. Like, I am buying all 3 things. I wonder if they'll give me the discount.
Because there is no discount on buying these 3 things individually.
No. It's not like
if you're going to go to the register, it's going to rack. It's going to ring up retail price. Mm-hmm. Boom.
There's nothing built in. It's like when they bundle it, you can save. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like buy all 3 pieces, save 20%.
But that particular store was technically out of the bundled items.
Somehow. But they had all the things that made up the bundle.
So this is where a lot of people would just say, well, dang.
I guess you're paying $250 more.
Shoot. Price didn't say it. Mm-hmm. Dang.
So what I did.
That's not us.
One, I knew I had to buy it no matter what.
Yeah.
So I was coming into it. I was like, all right, you know, we'll see what happens. I had a pretty good attitude about it. And I thought, it's a pretty reasonable request.
Very reasonable.
So I go and I go to the store. I go up to the service desk or whatever. I talk to them about it. Hey, I need to know. Well, I made sure they had them all in stock because this only works if I'm leaving the store with all 3 pieces. Mm-hmm. So I go make sure they're there. Then I go back up front and I'm like, hey, I'm going to need when I talk to them about it. Hey, I need help getting these down because one of the pieces was like on that shelf that's 50 feet in the air. Oh, my.
What?
It's like the guy needed to go up and get it for me anyway.
Yeah.
So I need help getting this stuff. And when I'm on your website, it says there's this kit that has all of these 3 pieces in it for this price. Can I get all 3 of them for that price? Oh, I'll have to talk to a manager, but it can probably happen. Okay.
So you got a manager.
And then worked out the process. Go get the stuff, then bring them back up here, and we'll figure it out. Okay, so I go get the stuff. It was great. They were big, bulky. One of them was really heavy.
And so the it was guy really good you put them in the
thing
yourself.
Myself and put them in the thing. It was great. So we get them down. I wheel the thing back up to the front desk. Hey, we talked about the thing. And she's, So it was incredible. I thought they'd be like looking at the ad, the item numbers, scanning things, making. And I thought, you know what? I bet the one they bundle together has like a different number at the end, even though it's the same thing. I thought. It's probably, there's going to be some technicality where it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. She just gets the manager on the phone. Hey, we got this thing, blah, 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 blah. All right, go for it. I don't know. She's just like, okay.
Types in override.
Types in a code that takes $250 off the price.
Yep. Just because
just
you
like
asked.
That.
You asked.
All I did was ask. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's
I'd have to do anything crazy. I was buying the thing I had to buy anyway. I just went up and asked to see if it's possible.
Right. And I think a lot of times, I know I've personally felt like this in the past. You get a little nervous. You get scared. You don't want to ask. Mm-hmm. You know, what's this thing? Like millennials can't even make phone calls anymore.
I know some people who can't make phone calls.
And we're just afraid of asking something. Even though we're not offending. We're not. You're literally just asking.
In this case,
the worst you could get is a no.
Exactly.
And you're just now going to have to adjust your budget up.
It's not like they're like, what? How dare you?
Get out of our store.
It's $50 more now.
No.
No. And this is so, it's not like, hey, I saw that if you bought these 3 things, you'd save money. but could I get those three things?
Right.
Like it was.
You're not being like the jerk.
No, like I'm. It was the exact things.
And you're not going in and being the cheapskate and just saying, "How about I offer you half?" Like you can't. You can't. You can't do that. Really, at store. This isn't Craigslist.
No. So it was like all I did was I walked in and I asked, "Hey, you said you would sell these things at this price. For whatever reason, it's not like that right here. But do you think you could sell me those three things at that price?" Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
And it was the easiest thing in the world. I've gone through more trouble trying to apply a coupon at the grocery store. Or getting $10 off somewhere because of something online, then I did this. It was awesome.
Awesome. And you came home so proud.
On top of the world.
$250. That means.
It was awesome.
I mean, where can we channel?
That pays for the fridge.
Right.
The mini fridge.
I think we had budgeted for the shower to be around $750. And this total, I think this came in at $700.
Mm-hmm.
So we've, in theory now we have $50.
Yeah.
We can
it was
park
awesome.
Somewhere
I mean,
else in
it's essentially
project.
We got one of those pieces for free. Mm-hmm. Like one of them I think was like just around $250.
Yeah. Awesome.
It was
so proud. So proud.
So cool.
Now some of you might be asking yourselves, well, wait, couldn't you have just built like a custom shower to fit your space instead of like having to find the right one that would fit? And I two answers to that. One, it's way more expensive, probably about twice of the price minimum to get tile that would now go into this. Actually, I've got three answers. Two, we are not the best DIYers.
That was going to be my answer.
And
you're talking to people who are
we don't
taking
like it.
Forever to get this RV finished.
Exactly. I do not want to tile a wall, fill it in with grout, clean it off. Like, no. Not doing it. And I just know us. We don't thrive there. Three, finishing a basement is one of those things where you want to go about as simple as you can.
Make it nice.
While still doing it right and making it nice to fit your taste.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to avoid overdoing it.
Yes.
Because you're just not going to get the return on investment that you might think. A lot of times you're going to be able to recoup maybe $7 out of every $10 you spend on a basement renovation or completion. And so it's just not one of those things where you want to go to custom, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You could, because then you're just going to shrink that even more. And now you're only getting $5 for every 10 you put in. So, of course, because we are who we are, you know, we wanted to make sure we put up protections and guards. And so we're picking nice finishes on things that really matter to us, but we're not going to realistically ever be showering in that basement shower. It's if we're in this house, 10 years from now, it's going to be one of our kids showering in that shower, not me. My shower has the nice Subway white tiles.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's shower, I don't care what it has. Or if it's an Airbnb guest, I don't care. Let it be whatever. Something less maintenance.
Yes.
Something that's not going to get moldy or cracked or things that the maintenance that comes with tile.
Yes.
So again, there were reasons why we wanted to make this one work.
Mm-hmm. And the big lesson here is just to ask the question.
Mm-hmm. Ask.
Don't let a little bit of a fear of it be maybe possibly having a chance of being a little awkward or whatever it is. Like, just ask the question.
Yep.
And that's whether, you know, whether it's a situation like this, like, hey, can you offer this price from online or this competitor or whatever it is? It's asking, it's just, if you think it might be able to happen, see if it could.
Yep.
All you gotta do is ask.
All you gotta do is ask. Be proactive. Not, what's the?
I don't know. Just late. Not even reactive.
There's a fly in our way. Yeah. Not reactive. Wait. Passive versus active. That's what
there
I was trying to go for.
There it is.
Don't be passive.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. This whole thing, other than, like, if I would have just walked, gone back, gotten the stuff, gone to the checkout, that version of the trip versus what I did, 5, maybe 10 minutes longer or shorter.
Yep.
So in 5 to 10 minutes, I made $250.
Nice ROI.
I will work at that rate all day long if I could.
Ooh, that is something to ask yourself. Right. Would you take this a question job that paid you
worth asking
that?
This much?
Yes.
It's like you got your buddy there, but like, yo. All right. I dare you. Go up and ask if you can get this price. I'll pay you $250 to go ask.
Heck
yeah. I'm gonna ask almost any question.
to make $250 in 5 minutes.
So that's it. Just kind of, hey, put yourself out there. It could really pay off. And that's the same thing. Like if it's a Craigslist thing, hey, like I did this when I bought my phone. I asked the lady, hey, what do you think about? I don't even know what it was. I think maybe I bought it for $200. So I asked for $175 or something. She said, no, I've got like a lot of people asking me about it, so I'm not going to take $175. Okay. Cool. I can do 200.
Here's two.
Bingo.
Here's 200. Yeah. Exactly.
I just wanted to know.
Yep.
I was just trying to see.
There you go.
And it all worked out. She didn't get mad at me. She was great.
Bingo,
so you just
got
to ask. Tasty slice of mango. You just got to ask. So that's the big takeaway here. Ask, see what can be. There it is. So also one thing I want to ask you is to leave a review. So in Apple Podcasts, if you listen to us through there or have access to that, please leave a review, a 5-star review, and say something nice. We love those. Share the podcast with a friend if you like it.
Yeah.
Send them a link. Bring it up in conversation. And we would love to hear from you.
We really would.
So if you go to the show notes, you just click, there's a link at the bottom of the show notes to send us a voice message. You can say something cool, share a wallet win that you've had. You can ask us a question. Maybe we'll answer it on the podcast in the future.
Ooh.
So we just want to start hearing from you guys more and really hearing from you. So use that link in the show notes to send us a voice message. And pretty much no matter where you click it, you can record. You don't need to download an app. You can be on your phone. It can be on your computer. Wherever it is, it's going to be able to access that microphone on whatever device that is to record your little message and send it our way.
Can't wait to hear from you guys. Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.